Hallelujah. You know, I want to talk about real church today. You know, real church. What is real church? There's a lot of churches, but are they real churches? Or are they just places where people assemble together and have a little fellowship? Y'all looking at me funny. But it's the truth. And we're going to discuss this. You know, on September the 3rd, 1939, 7 o'clock in the morning, it was a Sunday, I entered this world. My dad was a pastor. The next Sunday, I was in church. Now, I don't know how much I got out of it that day, but I was there. And I have been there ever since for 75 years. I grew up in church. I lived in the church. Church was a major part of my life and still is. When I was growing up, it wasn't a matter if we're going to church. It was a matter of what time we're going to leave. Any of the rest of you in that category? Oh, yeah, I see a lot of you in that category. And everything revolved around the church. Anybody remember when everything, nowadays it doesn't. Everything else in the church gets tucked in there somewhere. I believe that it's important to be in church. That's where a person can find support and answers for what they need at the church. Now turn to Matthew 16. Matthew 16, the 16th verse. Matthew 16, the 16th verse. We'll begin reading. I'll wait till everybody gets there. I see people still turning pages. Anyway, I'm getting it a little early today, so maybe we'll get out early. I don't know. I may go longer because I got it earlier. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Now, these verses right here is the first place that church is mentioned. The word church is mentioned in the Word of God. And if you look in this was God's original idea, the church. Jesus said it was. Now, there are three things here that the real church was built upon. The revelation of what Jesus Christ said. The church was built to triumph over all the onslaughts of the enemy. The church was given the keys of authority and will be backed by heaven itself. Now, I want to talk to you about the fact that church today should be no less than what Jesus said right there in those scriptures. Did you know there's a big difference between church and religion? There's a big difference between church and denomination. There's a big difference between church and Pentecostals, church and evangelicals, church and liturgical. There's a difference between church, the real church I'm talking about. There are a lot of churches, but are they real churches? Oh, y'all are looking at me funny now. In the book of Acts, you find the early church, they acted just like Jesus said here in Mark 16. They preached the revelation of God's word. They withstood the onslaughts of the enemy, the devil himself. They operated in the authority and in the power to meet the needs of the people that came through their doors. The early church stood in stark contrast to religion of today. The church is God's idea. Religion is man's idea. If you want God to work in your life, you got to know the difference between church and religion. You know, God will move in this earth through his church. That's the way it's set up. Now, if you'll study fine church history, you'll find out that most religions started right. How did they start? Well, somebody got a mandate from God, and they started, a movement of people came with them to follow the mandate. Now you got a mandate, now you got a movement. But later on, the traditions and organization overrode the mandate until you had it, and you didn't have anything left but a monument of the past. Come on. It became a religion filled with man's ideas and traditions. Now, a lot of times there's some things in there that can help some people in the natural. But the power of God is no longer there. A real church has the power of God in it. We sometimes, if we're not careful, get away from what the real church that Jesus Christ established really is. God intended for the early church of the book of Acts to have power to change people's lives, and God intends for the church, the real church of today, to have the power to change people's lives. What happened when the power of God's there? What happens when the power of God's there? What happens in the real church? People are saved. Now, I'm going to say something here that may go contrary to some of you people, and it may cause you a problem, but I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of people making a confession of salvation, but they're not getting saved. And how do I know that? Because there's no change of heart. How many of you, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there was a change in your life, a change of heart? Let me see your hand. I know I'm going out live all over, and I know I'm probably going to get some repercussions on it, but I am still going to tell you what the real church is. The real church. People were healed in the real church. People were delivered in the real church. Why? Because in the real church, there's power. The power of God is there. People's needs were met. People were taught the revelation of the Word of God. People were filled with the Spirit, with speaking in tongues. Now you can go with all of the things you want to go with, but the Word of God says that when you are filled with the Spirit, the evidence of it is speaking in tongues. That's what the Bible said. That's not what I said. That's what the Bible said. You know, some people want to say, well, you can get the Holy Spirit and maybe you'll speak in tongues and maybe not, and maybe you'll get your prayer language later. No, when you get filled, you speak. How many of you, when you were filled with the Spirit, you spoke? Now, keep your hands up. How many of you still speak? Wave at me. Hallelujah. That's what keeps your battery charged. God wants the church to do the same thing today. He wants to see the church where there's real salvation, where there's a revelation knowledge of God's word taught, where people become spirit-filled, where people experience healing and deliverance. How many of you have experienced healing and deliverance because you went to a real church where the power of God was? In the real church, you're taught how to have the protection and safety of God. In the real church, you are given revelation from the Word of God how to live in peace and have joy. In the real church where the power of God is, you are taught from the Word of God how to live righteously and holy. Now that's a word we need to talk about for a minute. Holiness is not a bunch of do's and don'ts. Holiness is living the way God said to live. That's holiness. Religion gives you a bunch of do's and don'ts, but it doesn't make you holy. But living in line with what God's word says makes you holy. Hello. You know, some churches today have a facade of church. How many of you have ever watched a Western on television or a movie, a Western, you know? If you ever go to the movie lot where they made that, the front, you walk down that street and these buildings look like an old Western town. But if you go behind that facade, that front that they got there, it's modern buildings just like we have today. Anybody ever been there and noticed and seen that? If you ever have it, it's giving the appearance of, but not really being. Oh. You know, some churches have a facade. They make people think they're something that they're not. Now, some of these churches, they appear to be spirit-filled, but they only have a facade of being spirit-filled. Why did that happen? Why did that happen? It started back in the late 90s. The reason it happened is because at that particular time, the spirit-filled churches were the fastest growing movement that there was. And they wanted to get in on it. Oh, y'all are quiet now. Maybe I'll get you shouting in a minute again. They have catchy, non-traditional names. They have a lobby with all kinds of information and a coffee bar. They have contemporary style worship, catchy sermon titles and names. They have casual dress. And there is nothing wrong with that. We have that. But if that's all you have, then there's something wrong with it. If that's all you have to offer is catchy phrases and a cup of coffee and a handshake and a little friendliness, something's not right. That's not a real church. That's a place where people meet together and have fellowship. Now, I didn't say anything was wrong with that at all. It's not. We have it here. But in those churches, when you need help, when you have a need in your life, there's no one there to pray the prayer of faith. In fact, I was talking to somebody just the other day, and they were saying that some of their family members or something was having a problem in church, and they were all waiting, and nobody was praying. They were just waiting for the ambulance to come and pick them up. Somebody had passed out in church or something. I guarantee you around here, if somebody passes out in church, they may take them out. They may call the ambulance, but while they're waiting for the ambulance to get there, they're praying. Hello? Often these churches offer no visitation if you're in the hospital. The real church does, because it cares about ministering to the person. They don't offer weddings in their churches. Have to go to another church to get married or go to a wedding chapel. They don't do funerals. You go to the funeral home. Boy, y'all are quiet as everything now. Why does that? Because these kind of churches are limited on what they can do because there is no power. You can't give somebody something you don't have. You know, I can give you a cup of coffee. I can give you a handshake. I can be friendly. I can have all kinds of programs for you that will minister and help you some. But when the real chips are down and you need the power of God, this church can offer it to you. You can offer it to those people because you have the power of God. The real church is not a building. It's all of you that are filled with the power of God. When you come together, we bring the power with us. When we leave to go out there, we take the power with us. God intended for the church to show real care and provide real answers for people that were in need. I believe that's what this church does. I believe we offer real care and real answers to people that are in need. Do any of y'all agree with that statement? Let me see your hand if you agree with that statement. Not only can we do that as the local body that comes together, we can do that as individuals because we have been trained and we have become in contact with the power of God in what we call the church. The word of God is preached from this pulpit. Revelation knowledge is given to you. We pray and believe in faith that God will move in people's lives. Those prayer calls. We believe in getting people filled with the Spirit so that they can tap into the power of God for themselves. We believe in helping people walk in authority as a believer. You know, I said to you a while ago that I've been in this all my life. I have. And I've watched the church evolve. And even some of the churches that I've been involved with as a kid, I've watched them evolve into not being a real church anymore. Like I told you, I'm 75 years old. I'm probably close to being as old as anybody in the auditorium. There may be a few that are older. But let me tell you something, people. The Word of God is true. And the Word of God talks about the fact that the very elect could be deceived. But the Word of God says that in this last day, it is the power of, it's the church that has the power of God that's going to have the answer for those that are in trouble, those that are in need. You know, I'm well aware that we could become one of those religious establishments that has a facade but has no power. I'm well aware of that. And I work hard every day praying, asking God to show us how I'm speaking to you out of my heart this morning, people. A pastor that cares about you. Lord, just because it's a fad, just because it's something, don't let us lose the power. Don't let us lose the power. You know, really, a lot of people say, oh, this casual dress is just, no, let me tell you something. Go back with me into the Jesus movement when people started getting saved on the beaches out in California, and out of that came the charismatic renewal, and the church was saying, come as you are. You don't have to have, you don't have to, just come as you are. If you were around during that time out there in California, they were coming off of the beaches in their jams and their muscle shirts, we called them back then. Anybody old enough remember that? And they think it's new. You know, I was talking to my dad three or four years before he went home to be with the Lord. And he said, son, let me tell you a little secret. He said, the devil don't have anything new. He said, the church don't have anything new. It just recycles around. The only thing that is consistent is the power of God. The power of God. The anointing. Living right and so forth. But you know what? Dad got a mandate to go teach people faith. And that's what he did for his rest of his life. That became a movement, and many of you got in on it. And this church is a part of that. But today I'm doing my best to maintain the movement. And not let us become a religious monument. You see, the Apostle Paul talked about these kind of churches. He said they would be there, but they would be deny the power. Is that not what he said? Huh? We need to make sure that we never stop believing and preaching the message of the authority of the believer. We need to make sure that in this church, we never go against the anointing. The anointing has to flow. We need to be able to follow the leading of the Spirit. If you'll watch our music team up here, they've got a music set, but they don't always follow it. In fact, I don't think they followed it entirely today. Is that right, Rich? You sort of went off, didn't you? Huh? He had a set, but they follow the Spirit. I come up here with a message, but I don't always, y'all don't realize it. I start off with the message, and many times I go away from the message entirely. As I start, I don't ever tell y'all that. Many times I'm up here speaking and you think I'm just preaching, and actually it's actually prophecy coming out. I don't ever say. See, some people make a big deal about it. Oh, yeah, come on. I'm anointed, I'm a prophet. Well, baloney on that. Just move with the anointing and the power of God and don't worry about whether somebody knows you're prophesying or not. In fact, somebody asked me the other day, said, hey, now, the other Sunday you was preaching, said, it seemed like you went into prophecy. I did. I said, yeah, I did. But, hey, why make a big deal out of it? If the power of God's here, it's going to demonstrate itself, and you don't have to tell. People will know it. You don't have to tell them. We do things in this church that will bring the power of God and minister the needs to the people that are here. We're a full service church, helping both people in the natural and the spiritual. The real church. I'm talking about the real church, and then I'm talking about discovering this church, who this church is, what we do, why we do it. We do it because that's what God said to do. How many of you can remember when they were full service stations, gas stations? You pull in there, they pump the gas, they put air in your tires, they check air in your tires, they check your oil, they make sure you have water in your car, they make sure your windshield and your rear window is cleaned off. That's a full service. We are a full service church. You got a need, we got whatever it is they need to help you with. That's what Rhema is all over the world. Rhema in Germany and in Europe and in Africa, there's John and Michelle sitting there. They're over that part of the world. Rhema there is the same as Rhema here. We are full service. You're full service, right? There's Vidar down in Kenya. Rhema's full service there too in Kenya, isn't it? And the Beamers in Nigeria is full service. The Higginbothams in Thailand. The Andrews down in Peru. The Romics in Colombia. And I'm going to forget somebody, but it's not because I just because I can't think of them. The what's their name, Joe in Purcell in Singapore, Indonesia. The Troats in India. The Rogers in Mexico, the Fletchers in England, and I've left out a bunch of them. But we are all full service. Rhema is touching the world with the power of God. I don't care if they don't like it because we might shout every once in a while. I don't care if they don't like it because we might run every once in a while. Let me tell you something. Those same people that maybe make fun of us, when they have a problem, where do they come? They come where the power of God is. Rhema Bible Church, right here, this one. And they do it all over the world. Wherever our Rhemas are, it's going on all over the world. They have great weekend meetings. We here have great Wednesday night hour of power. We have great music and worship. We have great children's and youth programs, School of the Bible, our link groups. All of these are here to minister to the spirit and the natural person. We do weddings and we offer the wedding chapel. We do funerals. We provide fast response to emergencies. We have hospital visitation. We have disaster relief programs. We provide spiritual care for people. We have We Care assistance where we give food and clothes and things to people. That's a full service church. Why do we do that? Because we want to show them that the power of God is what will deliver them. If we can touch them in the natural, we can get them in the spiritual. The real church is the church that Jesus Christ said would have power and authority. I'm trying to show you that Rhema Bible Church is a good place to be. It's a good place to bring your family. It's a good place to bring your friends. You're well cared for spiritually and naturally, and you're well fed from the Word of God. There is no better place than a church, a real church, where the power of God is. These others are just places where people meet and have a good time. But let me tell you why. It's one thing to let the good times roll, but it's another thing when you need a help, when you need somebody to lay their hands on you and say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. It's one thing to shake somebody's hand and say, God bless you. It's another thing to take them to the We Care Center and give them 2 armloads of groceries and then tell them, hey, just as we give you the food, I can give you the bread of life. That's what real church is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I'd spend a few moments to talk to you about real church and to talk to you about Rhema Bible Church. Listen, that's who we are, people. That's who we are. We are the power of God to touch somebody's life. That's who we are. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're the power of God that is sent to touch somebody's life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Father, I talked to these people for a few moments today about the real church, what a real church really is and what it provides. And I thank you that as each of us get involved with the power of God, that you will help. Oh, Masutele Masaka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Cool. I didn't plan to do this, but as I started to pray, the Lord said to me, said the real church ministers to needs, and there's people in this place today that have stomach issues that need to be dealt with. If that's you, get up and get down here right now. We're going to minister to you with the power of God. Stomach issues. I don't care what it is. That's all I heard from the Word of God was stomach issues. That's all I heard. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah.
In this very room.
Hallelujah.
Healing is here.
Yeah. This is what the real church does. It goes away from its planned program. It listens to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right. Just let them be right in front. It's okay. I can get around. Thank you, Jesus. Healing is here. The power of God is here to deliver you and set you free. If you will believe and receive, you will leave this place today healed and whole and well again. And you can rejoice and enjoy life because you were touched by my power, says the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Everybody stand. You've been sitting a while. Stand up. Reach hands out as we pray. Hallelujah to Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name. Be healed in the name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive healing in the name of Jesus. Receive healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be healed in the name.
Your freedom.
Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
We said your
be healed in the name of Jesus. Church has power. Anybody else that has any other condition, he said, have them raise their hand right now. Whatever physical condition it is you need, get your hand up. Now, it's what the Lord said. For you, the church that's full of the power, turn around, find out what's the matter with them, and command them to be healed in the name of Jesus. Command them to be healed. Command them to be here. Come on. Step out in the aisle. Go down the aisle. Up the aisle. Upstairs. Find people. Be the real church this morning. Be the real church this morning. Anybody up here need healing? Right here. Somebody get behind her. In the name of Jesus. Healing power flows in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody begin to pray in the spirit. Bow your heads, please. Hey, if you're in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you just saw the power of God in demonstration. Or you need to rededicate your life. You know what it is to serve God, but you know you need to rededicate. Or you just go to church. You don't know whether you're saved or not. Anybody on any one of those three invitations, let me see your hand right now. Your life's going to be changed forever. You'll never be the same again after today. Let me see your hand now. I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. Anybody in this auditorium, is there a hand anywhere, upstairs, downstairs? Here's a hand right here. Thank you. Are the other hands that will be raised? Any more hands that will be raised? I want you to do something. I'm going to go down front. If you should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, raise your hand. I want you to get out in the aisle and get down here. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you right now. Come on. Come on. From upstairs. From downstairs. There's several of you need to be down here. I'm not going to call you out, but you need to get here. There's several of you need to rededicate yourself. You've fallen back away from the real power. You've sort of denied the power of God. Come on. You need to rededicate yourself to God. Come on, right now. Come on, right now. Come on, right now. Right here. God bless you. Just stand right here. God bless you. God bless you. Just stand right here. Hallelujah. Just come with them. Thank you. Come right here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. God bless you. God bless you, man. Come on. Come on. Come on now. If you're in the balcony, the ushers will get you down here. Come on. Change your life today. This is your time. This is your hour. Hallelujah to Jesus. The power of God is real. Hallelujah. Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm looking and waiting just a minute. Anybody coming from the balcony that you know of? Some more coming down the aisle here. Thank you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on right here. Come on right here. Bless you, young lady. Thanks for bringing her. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right. Anybody else want to come? Come on. I'll wait just a minute. Ushers, tell me if anybody's coming. I can't see. Hallelujah to Jesus. I don't want to stop too fast. Hallelujah. But I don't want to prolong either. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. All of you people that are standing here in front of me, look my way. I got a book called The New Birth and In Him. And I also got a little book called Why Tongues. That's talking about the Holy Spirit. You know, you probably heard me speaking in tongues there a while ago. It's a real experience with God. And they'll talk to you. You can have it whenever you want it. You can get it today or you can wait and just get rededicated or on fire for God or whatever. But they'll talk to you about it. Just thought I'd give you a little book about it. Now, I got these three books. If I put them out here like this, that I'm on, hey, that's it. That's what you got to do. You got to reach and grab them. Now, all y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. I did that as an experiment. You see, I can't give you what you came down here for. I can't give you salvation. I can't give you the Holy Spirit. Neither can anybody here, but God can. And just like she reached out her hand for those books, I want you to reach one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one. And with that hand, I said, okay, God, I'm reaching up to get my spiritual experience that I came for. Raise your hand right now. Peter, reach your hands out toward him as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that every individual will receive every spiritual need in their life met today. Salvation, rededication, no soul experience with you. Blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Put your hand down and look at me. I want you to go to a place that you can be prayed with individually in depth. We call it a prayer room this morning. But every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, that room becomes a classroom called Turning Point. And you say, what in the world is Turning Point? Well, it's nothing more than a place that you go for a few classes to help get your life turned on to God or back on to God. That's all it is. I'd like to see you. They'll tell you more about it back there. Would you see Pastor Bob right there? Would y'all follow him to that special place of prayer where you can be dealt with individually in debt? Give him a hand as they go. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Real church has the anointing and the power of God. Thank God for every one of these that came to the prayer room. I thank you. They'll never be the same again in their life after today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Where did anybody get anything out of this today? Glory to God. I think that tells you what kind of church Rhema Bible Church is. I think we're going to continue to talk about this for a couple of weeks on about real church. We'll probably approach it from a little different standpoint. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with catchy titles and phrases. There's nothing wrong with the lights. There's nothing wrong with the coffee bar in the lobby. There's nothing wrong with all that. That's great. In fact, that might get some people in the door where you can touch them with the power of God. The problem is, if you have all of that and don't have the power of God, then you got a problem. Then you got a problem. How many understand what I'm saying to you? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, tonight, remember, it's changed from 7 to 6. Sunday night's at 6 o'clock. Okay? Come believing, come expecting. Wednesday night be here, hour of power. Hey, for all of you that have been watching out there on the internet, we thank you for watching so much. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hey, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. If you need healing, the Holy Spirit said this ministers to you right now. Reach your hand out toward that screen, wherever you're watching. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you will touch people's bodies right there. Heal them right now, whatever their need is. Father, I thank you for this one that is called in West Virginia. Her family's in Paris, and we want to pray for them. Father, I thank you for peace and safety for her family right now. In Jesus' name, it's done. And everybody said, amen, or so be it. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, staff, go to the door so we can shake hands with people. I think I'm going north this day. All right. We sing a chorus around here to dismiss. Hey, connection team, go find our first-time guest. Nobody else moving unless it's the first-time guest, so we can get them to the room so they can receive that special gift that we have for them. Nobody else moving, please, so we can get our special guest out of here today. Hallelujah. Rest of you, we're going to sing a chorus. Rich, you're going to dismiss you in just a minute. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. Be here tonight, 6 o'clock. Be here Wednesday night, 7 p.m. God bless. Sing, Rich. Oh,